This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. One-on-one talk between Nepal Communist Party chairman duo underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Prime Minister Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa refutes news on Prime Minister's bank account in Swiss Bank, saying it was baseless and loaded with malfiled intention. Gandaki province reports 25 new cases of coronavirus today. 7 corona-infected persons return home after recovery in Bangke district. And flash floods in Indonesia kill at least 16 people, leaving hundreds of people displaced. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party chair and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and another chair of the party, Puspa Kamal Dal Prachanda, are currently holding one-on-one talk at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. The talk between the two chairs of the party is expected to find a consensus to resolve intra-party dispute. With frequent postponement, the standing committee meeting of Nepal Communist Party has been rescheduled for 17th July. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa has strongly refuted the news relating to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's so-called account in Swiss Bank and money stressed there. Thapa took this stand that some online media involved in character assassination of the Prime Minister by spreading fake and baseless news referring to the Global Woods analysis. The press statement said it is deplorable that some media's malfide intention to cast spokesman on Prime Minister and misguiding people with baseless content. Press advisors have further said that there are many forces in conspiracy to discredit the Prime Minister at a very sensitive time when he is leading the nation by uniting it in important decisions like protection of national interest, national lead to public updated political map and amendment of constitution. He also urged all Nepalese not to be misled by the baseless women demanded a stringent action against those involved in the irresponsible journalism that violated code of conduct. 25 new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed at Gandaki State today. According to Health Directorate of the state, 9 persons from Magdi, 3 persons from Tanu, 11 persons from Nawalparasi and 1 is from Gurkha and Kaski districts tested positive for the virus. With this, the total number of corona-infected persons in Gandaki State has reached 1,228. Similarly, 7 corona-infected persons who were undergoing treatment at isolation wards in Adarsha Nagar in Bangke district have returned home after recovery. According to Corona focal person of Bangke, 3 women and a man from Khajura rural municipality, 2 men and a woman from Kohalpur municipality returned home after recovery. India has obstructed the mobility of local residents to and from Kalapani area Bass rural municipality in Darjeeling. Indian security personnel now are preventing local residents from moving to the vicinity of Kalapani origin, which was not blocked before. With the Nepal government unveiling a new political and administrative map including Kalapani, Lipulik and Limpiadura, the Indian security force has further come down to Nepali territory and ramped up their presence and surveillance. It is reported that Indian side has further expanded its barricade to Nepali land via kilometer to crack down people's mobility. Even Nepali security personnel have not been able to reach up to Kalapani, though the armed police and Nepal police based at Gagai in Bass attempted to reach the Kali temple. The Indian security force has obstructed them to move forward the destination. Jumla district has witnessed a gradual decline in the malnutrition rate. According to the 5-year data of the district health office, the malnutrition rate is decreasing in Jumla. In the year 2018, 7.2% children below 1 year were found with malnutrition, while 10.8% children from 1 to 2 years and 9% children from birth to 2 years were assessed to be in the state of malnutrition. The percentage of children below 1 year was declined to 3.7%, while it was 7.8% in case of the children from 1 to 2 years and 5.7% from both up to 2 years in the year 2019. In order to reduce the state of malnutrition of women and children, the Nepali government, Karnali State Government and World Food Program have aided financial grant to implement the Motherhood Program. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. Flash floods and landslides have killed at least 16 people and displaced hundreds in a district on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi today. A spokesperson for the National Disaster Mitigation Agency said search and rescue officials are still looking for 23 people missing after the flood struck the North Luwu district of South Sulawesi province. In one village, photographs showed a damaged house and a truck partially submerged on the thick mud, while a runway at a local airport was also swamped by mud and debris. Heavy rains had inundated three nearby rivers for several days, prompting the evacuation of 655 people due to the floods. Nearly a dozen Indian states have imposed a partial lockdown in high-risk areas after spikes in coronavirus cases, with the country's infection topping 900,000 just 3 days after crossing the 800,000 mark. India joins a number of countries and cities across the globe in reimposing localized lockdowns and other restrictions in the face of new outbreaks of the disease that has infected more than 13 million people worldwide. According to data from the Indian Federal Health Ministry, in total, India has more than 936,000 cases of the coronavirus, with 28,498 new infection cases reported yesterday. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an order to end preferential economic treatment for Hong Kong after China enacted a new security law there. Trump said Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China. He also signed bipartisan legislation to impose sanctions on Chinese officials who crack down on what he calls a riot in Hong Kong. In response, China said it would take retaliatory action. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. One-on-one talk between Nepal Communist Party Chairman Joe underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwater. Prime Minister Oli's press advisor Surya Thapa refused news on Prime Minister's bank account in Swiss Bank, saying it was baseless and loaded with malfeasance intention. Gandaki province reports 25 new cases of coronavirus today. 7 corona-infected persons return home after recovery in Baki district, and flash floods in Indonesia kill at least 16 people, leaving hundreds of people displaced. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and stay safe.